all the steel, one, was needed for propping up the world, all smelted in our furnaces and hand-cast, teased into the edges and bevels we all so well know. It was said in our foundry a lone bat lived in the eaves, a giant fruit bat who dove for mangoes and apple stalks after the second shift in the third quarter, after the decommissioning of workshop number 45. Stainless steel was no longer called for in the decomposing age. It must rust and flounder and flake under the weight of years. It had to be brown and grey. It had to get under your fingernails like the bugs we found in our bed. They were funny, those little segmented raisins scattering from wall to corridor, and they'd let you take them in your hand, and they ran patterns of 8 and 0. 0 was a favorite. I always bet on a 0. Infinity was more your piece of toast. 2. Handcrafted is the approach we wish to take, said the manager in workshop number 42. His glasses were skew and looked like they would slip off his nose. His hair was full of grease, and his khaki tie was a shade of slate at best. His mouth pursed as he spoke, and one of his eyes quivered. But he was known to string together the best folk. He wore a chain around his neck, a talisman, as a reminder of what might have been. Every second link had a thorn. He eyed the crowd gathered round his podium and pointed at me. "Tell me, citizen, how do you feed the fire?" I beamed, stood square and shouted out, "As the blessed Lord may please, with shards of his soul." "May the soul feed the fire. May the fire feed the soul," shouted the manager. "You have to know," he said, "we were brought onto this planet for a purpose, for the pain of it, not for your iridescent smile." The workers applauded, tapped their chests, swept back their hair. They knew everything lay in their own hands, and for that they were grateful.